Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, and this is Beta. Nana Kwame Adjei-Brenya is making a name for himself with his debut short story collection, Friday Black. Adjei-Brenya uses mind-bending premises to explore racism and cultural unrest. He also takes on the horrors of consumerism with his title story, Friday Black. Here's Adjei-Brenya reading an excerpt.
Maybe 80 people rushed to the gate, clawing and stampeding, pushing racks and bodies aside. Have you ever seen people run from a fire or gunshots? It's like that, with less fear and more hunger. From my cabin, I see a child, a girl maybe 6 years old, disappear as the wave of consumer fervor swallows her up. She is sprawled face down with dirty shoe prints on her pink coat. Lance walks up to the small pink body. He's pulling a pallet jack and holding a huge push broom. He thrusts the broom head into her side and tries to sweep her onto the pallet jack so he can roll her to the section we've designated for bodies. As he touches her, a woman wearing a gray scarf pushes him away and yanks the girl to her feet. I imagine the mother explaining that her tiny daughter isn't dead yet. She pulls the little girl toward me. The girl limps and tries to keep up, and then I have to forget about them.
Blue Sun Sneak Puck!
A man with wild eyes and a bubble vest screams as he grabs my left ankle. White foam drips from his mouth. I use my right foot to stomp his hand and I feel his fingers crush beneath my boot. He howls,
Sneak Puck! Son!
While licking his injured hand. I look him in the eyes. Deep red around the lids, redder at the corners. I understand him perfectly. What he's saying is this. My son loves me most on Christmas. I have him holidays, me and him. Wants the one thing, only thing. His mother won't. On me. Need to feel like father. Ever since the first time, since the bite, I can speak Black Friday. Or I can understand it at least. Not fluently, but well enough. I have some of them in me. I hear the people, the sizes, the model, the make, and the reason. Even if all they're doing is foaming at the mouth. I use my reach to pull a medium-sized blue, sleek pack pole face from a face-out rack way up on the wall.
Thanks,
he growls when I throw the jacket in his face.
Nana Kwame Adjei-Brenya is the author of the short story collection, Friday Black.